Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
life, and that was power in the name of the Almighty. I'm going to come to you tonight to tell you where you might understand what we're doing, where we at. This is 2023. I want to thank you, Sister Bass, Sister Miriam Bass. Thank you. I got that Zoom meeting. I listened to it. They were talking about the robbery and what's going on. I want to say to you, call a friend, call a neighbor. Get him this number, 515-605-9890. Let him listen. Because on Monday, we have Dr. Martin Senior Movement. On Tuesday, because over the answer, last Tuesday, we had Muhammad Ali to give his report why he was the greatest. And we're talking about Bible class tonight. Tomorrow is Divine Wednesday Bible class. And tomorrow night is Divine Word. Friday night, the $3 float. Saturday, the Divine Word. On Sunday, from 11 to 12. Put that down. Thanks, America. God bless you. I want to tell you, Sherry, thank you. Sherry got a little song for me tonight. I heard that song. I liked it. And you know, sometimes God do something special for you. This is 2023. Floods, back-to-back storms, back-to-back. I said it. But God is here to shine. I'm talking about get ready for the trillion flow. Get ready for financial blessings. Get ready for a money miracle and a healing miracle. Exodus 14:14, step back. Get out of your motion and let God handle it for you. Sister Sherry, I see where you're on. Sister Sherry is going to do a special song for us. I hear it. And Sister Sherry, when we go on our plane, I hope you'll be able to go this summer because we're going to hit 5 cities. And God ain't told me all the way how to do it. I was Pastor Elder down in Greenville. Thank you for that. And Doug Floyd Watchman. I wanted to tell them that up in the show today, we was talking about George Floyd and how he came and died and going on with it. We'll be up in Minnesota. We will do a prayer in Minnesota in order to resurrect and bring the town together. And I want you to be involved physically, mentally, and economically. If you want to plant a seed, go to my website. Thank you, Brother Joe. Thank you, Lisa. Every telephone, every letter is a blessing. If you got a need, you plant a seed and your harvest will come. And I need people. I said, Bishop, I need something that I can better. And I want to plant a seed tonight. You go to my website. Deborah, I'm praying for you. Dan, praying for you all as well. Joanne, I'm praying for you. Maxine, I'm praying for you. The young lady in California, Mary, I'm praying for you in California. I want to tell you, brother, you also tonight, I want y'all to get ready and let God tune you up. We need a tune up. We're getting ready to go into the Black History. I saw Black History right after Matt, right on the break. His birthday was on the 17th. Dr. King's birthday was on the 15th. So we had Dr. King on the 15th. We had Muhammad Ali on the 17th. Now, going through the 18th and 20th, Black History. We got the 31 days ain't enough about Black History. We got the deep. So from the night on, we deal with Black History. Who did this, who made that, and what it's all about. And that's the good thing. Don't forget to go to my website. Come or go to Cash Out. That's a money sign, peace, and bam. We got Sister Jerry, God bless you tonight. On tonight. All the way up there in the. Sister Jerry.
Yes, I'm here.
How's the weather up there in Minnesota? It was kind of bad, and y'all were getting some sun. Francis called me and told me that he was expecting some tornadoes down in New Orleans. But I want to know, how's the weather up in Minnesota?
In Minnesota, we're supposed to get 3 inches of snow tonight, but it's not that cold. And it's not going to be a major storm, I don't think, 3 inches.
3 inches, no problem.
Yeah, 3 inches.
I already gave a scripture. I'm going to give you a scripture tonight for you to read. And I want it to be a blessing for you. I'm going to give you a tonight before you go to bed. My prophecy for you, all people did evil to you, God's going to take care of it for you. And I'm going to tell you tonight, you're hanging in there. You're going to do great things. I'm going to tell you this. God have already spoke to you, servant, anointing on your life. And I'm going to tell you, as you grow, God thank you. But I want you to continue to read Psalm 27. I have you going to sing tonight for what the name of that song? I left it off.
In His time.
In His time.
Yes.
Is that in His time? In God's time, He'll heal you. In God's time, He'll bless you. In God's time, the time is right, but is you right, man? Is you right? So, she wrote her song. And I just feel a new anointing with this song because I felt it right away. And gave me time. In His time, God got something special for you. I forgot to call Reverend Copeland, too. But Reverend Copeland will be on every Sunday. He'll be on at 12. He come on from 11 to 12, Reverend David Copeland, my son, at the church. He preached Sunday real good. But I want you to get ready tonight. I want to say this before I bring Sherry. This is Bible class night. I want to give 5485. I want you to read Psalm 21 and let God's time work for you. And I want to tell you, 5188. I want to give you Psalm 25 because all that God going to bring to you is going to be blessing after blessing. And I want to go down to Mississippi and I want to give, I want to give you a number. He said, Bishop, I need the money. You need the number. Annette, I want you to read tonight. I want you to read. Let me see what I got for you. Annette, I feel that everything's going to come you, and God will open up a financial blessing for you, and I just see something new coming into your home. Now, I have no babies. You have no babies. You have no grandbabies and babies. You need some money. I want you to read Psalms 91, Ned, and I also want you to read Psalms 91 and Psalm 7. Read one, read the other. And you call me after we get off the air. I got something I want to give you personally. But I want to give it to you so you can be open door for you, okay? Now, I want to tell you, that's for you, Ned. Ned, I haven't heard from Peter. Peter should be calling me so I can tell her to slow down. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Karen. Let me see what else. Let me see who else I got on here. This is a Bible class. Now, I'd like to give you a word of prophecy and tell you, it's all right. Now, I ain't through with you at Net yet. Net, I feel there's some money coming. When you go a certain place, in the next 7 days, you should get this money. Thank you. That you've been asking for. Thank you, kind spirit. And I'm going to tell you, Mary, it's a financial blessing going to break open for you. But you have to, sometimes you have to ask God to give it to you. He's going to give you how to get it, what to do, and what doors to open up. I don't know this pearl. You wake pearl up tonight. You probably wake pearl up. And, you know, I don't believe in seniors. Since I believe that God used Moses, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at his own time. So don't nothing get over with God. In his time, you got to say, not my time, Bishop. God's time. It's God's time to move, he's going to move. And when God moves, the ancestors move. When God moves, the saints move. When God moves, the churches move. For the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life. I want you to get ready to hold on to something tonight so it can be a blessing for you. Or you can say, God be the glory, God be the strength. And some of you all tired of, I'm playing. The Spirit brought me to tell D. D, if you come out of loaded by God, can heal your body. And if you just let go and let God and repent. See, what's wrong with us? We won't repent. You got to repent. The Lord, forgive me. I didn't mean to do that. God, forgive me. Because the devil is always present. But when you confess to God, the devil got to flee. Evil got to flee. Witchcraft got to flee. The demon got to flee. The mark of the beast is 777. I mean, 666. So some of you got the mark of the beast. And the seven archangels will watch over you. And the seven archangels will go for you. And the seven archangels will move for you. I'm glad Sister Sherry got that song. And it said that in time, I want you to meditate on this song when she's singing. In time, it's in God's time you get healed. I can't get it. I'm going to die. You could take all the pills, get all the shots, get all the surgery, and nothing's happening. In time, you got to ask God, is it my time for healing? Is it my time to stand up and be a man, be a woman? It's the divine law, people. It's man and woman. You can't get over that. I don't care who say you can. God have a divine law. And that divine law means man and woman. That's his law. And when you deal with the divine law of God, God going to see you through the storm, whatever it is. You have to come sometime back up. Stop being emotional. And say, God, it's time, in his time, not man's time, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Hebrew boys, they had to wait for his time. Jonas had to wait for his time. Samson had to wait for his time. All through the Bible, they had to wait on God, and God sent a message. He sent his angel, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel. So I'm excited about what God going to do for you in 2023. I'm excited that your healing coming. Somebody been suffering with their neck. Somebody been suffering with their left arm. I'm picking it up now. Somebody been suffering with their back. I claim your healing now. I'm getting revelation knowledge. Somebody side, they've been having problems in their right side. Now, I want, if it started getting warm, that means you're getting healed. When somebody can't raise their right hand up, but I claim your healing, you raise it tonight, I claim your healing. Right now, I'm going to say this, right now, there's a healing spirit in this room. I'm feeling the atmosphere. Pastor Elder, I'm praying for you tonight, right there in Greenville, Mississippi. Sister Brooks, I'm praying for you right there in Greenwood, Mississippi. They call me. I'm praying for you, Pastor Willie, right there in Los Angeles. It ain't bad. God is too intelligent to make mistakes. And when you open that Bible, the Psalms 119, let me say it again, you say, when you read it, you say, God, in your time, not my time. When the Noah, when God said, let the wall come tumbling down, Joshua walking the wall come tumbling down. When Hezekiah God put gave Mode when Daniel was in the lion's den. The lions ate him up. But he made him kitty cat and laid on him and sleep. In God's time, man, ain't your time. Two things I want you to say tonight. God, give me my assignment. God cannot give you assignment. You got your feet one way, and your mind is across town doing some evil. Or your mind is all messed up because you won't give yourself all the way to God. I'm talking to somebody tonight. It ain't about the man and the woman. It ain't about how much money you can get. It's about the will of God. I curse every evil spirit tonight, every demonic spirit. I break that curse of witchcraft, magic. I break that curse of spells. In the mighty name of the Almighty God. And you say, well, it ain't on me. Yes, it is. But you're so caught up in it, you say, well, I don't need God. I can do it myself. Now, y'all ain't going to like me tonight because I'm going to bring it out. Romans 1:26. I want somebody to get Romans 1:26 for Carrie to read that. Just press your hand when you get it. Just press one. Romans 1:26. Because I want to get that Romans 1:26. After they read it, I'm going to tell you something that God have not made a mistake with you, man. And this country will destroy itself for lack of knowledge of God. Y'all believe what I'm saying? Until you obey God, until you obey the word of God, he's going to turn everything upside down all the way around. I prophesied last month, I spoke, that it's going to be floods back to back. Get ready. I prophesied there will be storms after storms. The lady asked me, does individual all this happening? Because man obeyed God. And the song that Sherry is singing go along right with what I was thinking. Okay. Mary's my leader. Mary, get Romans 1:26. Chapter 1:26. Get that for me. When you get it, raise your hands up. 8677. That's Sherry. Okay, Sherry. And I want you to get Romans 1:26. Reason I'm doing that, God got to change some things. He ain't going to change no things to men repent. You know, they got electronic witchcraft now. They got people on Facebook doing evil. They got men cutting their wives up, burning their children up. That's witchcraft. Anytime you destroy a vessel of God, your temple supposed to be holy and clean. Once you get that temple clean, God, all you got to say, Lord, forgive me. If I don't tell you nothing else tonight, you shouldn't know how to repent. Not for your sister, not for your brother, for you. For you, see, some of you stuck. You know, down south they got quicksand, Brother White. You get in quicksand, you can't, some of y'all stuck. And you can't get out because you won't change. And when you change, God will do something for you. Okay, I'm going to let Mary read the scripture. I ain't going to comment on it, but I'm going to let it speak for itself. Hold on.
Yes, yes.
Mary, God bless you tonight. Did I give you a prophecy?
You gave me a scripture.
Okay, let me give you a prophecy. Let me give you a prophecy. I see God blessing you with a new home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about, and it's going to be debt-free. You write in the Bible the word debt-free.
Okay.
Some people don't believe God will give you something debt-free. You know, I need to pay my note. The Spirit told me to tell you debt-free. You put in your Bible a home debt-free. And once God brings somebody in your vibration so you can get to them, you got to fix it up and do something else for it, but it's debt-free. Oh, God, read our scripture for us and thank you, kind spirit.
For this cause God gave them up until vile affection. For even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust, one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of the error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them up over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, and maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, and whisper. That's it.
Thank you. Now, I didn't write that. It's in the Bible. Men going with men and women going with women. I don't care what name you put on, LBT, whatever you put on, it's wrong. That's what the word says. And God said they reprobated. That means that you're going to go crazy. If you embrace that stuff, something wrong with you. If you don't understand the will of God, God ain't gave you assignment to go marry another woman. God ain't gave you assignment to molest little boys or little girls. God ain't gave you assignment to drink blood, kill people and drink their blood. That's the devil assignment. I'm going to leave that alone because that's a sermon. But as Sherry sang this song tonight, and I'm going to have her sing it a couple of times because I love it, because it gives you a message. Down in your, okay, Sherry, you can sing your song.
Okay. Welcome.
Sherry talked about in your time, in God's time, it'll work for you. Time it'll work.
That didn't belong to Babylon. And these plagues would come into Babylon and they would have their original name. When they would come in, their names would be Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, and Dan. They would have original names in their original language, in their original mother tongue, from their motherland. their names would be changed from Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, and Daniel, and they would be given the names of their slave masters, and they would wear slave names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And even Daniel's name would be changed, and they would give him the name Belshazzar. I'm telling you that this is a mystery, Babylon, and a mystery, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan says, a mystery is something that has not been unraveled, has not been uncovered, has not been discovered yet. And so someone must uncover the mystery. Someone must unravel the mystery for us today. All praise be to Allah. I contend that when you came here to the hells of North America, you didn't come Harry McGillicuddy. You didn't come Lucinda Brown. You didn't come Johnny May Hepburn. You didn't come Mr. Upstreet, Mr. Rivers, by the Steel Waters and Muddy Waters and all of these names, and Orangeburg and Greenleaf and Swat, Scapinelli and Danger City. You didn't come here, Mr. Workman. Some of you haven't worked in 3 years running around New York. You didn't come here, Mr. Bryant. You're not a tree. I'm Mr. Van Buren. You're not a truck. What kind of man are you? Where did you get these things from? You are Shadrach. You are Meshach. And you are Abednego that the Bible is talking about. All talking about you. Here, black man and black woman. You came to America. You didn't come on the Nina. You didn't come on the Pinta. You didn't come on the Santa Maria. You didn't land at Plymouth Rock. Hell, you got hit in the head with the rock. You didn't land at Plymouth Rock. But I know when Thanksgiving rolls around, you love, love, child, it's Thanksgiving. You eat more pumpkin pie, drink more bread, soda water, and eat more hog ribs than the white folks talking about it. Every day should be Thanksgiving for the black man and black woman. Every day they call to your God this part. I say, and it is this God Almighty who has brought us this far by faith. They fed it to a computer a long time ago, and they said what they had taken the black woman through and the black man through, that we should have all been dead a long time ago. So we are grateful to God Almighty for bringing us thus far. Right. For Him giving us His presence. For Him not allowing our enemy to wipe us out under His genocide plot. To wipe our entire nation of people out. So we are thankful to Almighty God, the black man and the black woman. We are the most thankful people in the world. We are the most spiritual people in the world. We are the most God-loving and God-fearing people in the world. That's you, black man, and that's you, black woman. And so the white man, after robbing us and giving us these names, slave names of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we understand that our names were changed. When you came to America, you had beautiful. When you came to America, your name was Karima. When you came to America, your name was Karim. When you came to America, your name was Ife, Abubakari, and Johnny Coop. Isn't that beautiful? Ife, Abubakari, and Johnny Coop. Ain't that better than Willie? When you came here, you were Omar Kuchikapati. When you came here, you were Chanima, Puramir. These were the beautiful names that you wore when you came over on the slave ship. But the white man robbed us of that knowledge. He robbed us completely of the knowledge himself. Oh, you saw roots. Did you see roots? We didn't come here, Toby. Came to the Tuesday. Bill Baffles, meanwhile, Alex Haley didn't take the name Tuesday. Now he could still run around now. And since I know that that's my root, that's my name all the way down to heaven. But we were robbed of our name. So we are here in this mystery Babylon, this modern Babylon, and we covered last week that Babylon is baby London, the baby Babylon. And that this is the baby, these 13 colonies, just bringing you up to date, these 13 colonies that were set up on the eastern seaboard, these 13 colonies represent the baby of London, the capital there. That's why it's New York, because the old York is there. New Jersey, because the old Jersey is there. New Hampshire, because the old Hampshire is there. All right, New Brunswick, because the old Brunswick is there. New Amsterdam, because the old Amsterdam was over there. So they have to change. This is the new one. This is the baby line. This is the baby line. This is Babylon. America is the Babylon of the book of Revelation. Revelation 13 and 18 says, here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 603. Our number would be 6. And everywhere the white man goes, the number 6 marks him. Everywhere he goes, the number 6 marks him. Can't get away from him. It was approximately 6,000 years ago that the white man came into existence. How long ago? 6,000 years ago that the white man came into existence. You say, well, I don't know about that. Well, we know you don't know about that. And since you admit you don't know about that, ain't no sense in you coming in here arguing about what you don't know. You don't even know your own birthday, let alone knowing the white man's birthday. All right? As long as we got that understanding, we won't even have any arguments. The Bible says, 6 days shall thy rule and labor, O man, but on the seventh day you will be put to rest. And so the 20th chapter says, your man will not work for you on that day. Your maidservant will not work for you on that day, nor your ox, nor your ass, nor the stranger that is within thy gate. Now let's back up and stop and look at it one more. Who has answered? Who? Who has been? Who has made servants? And he has all of the oxen and the asses too.
Right?
That's the donkey. And he rides his donkey. He rides up till they sweat.
Go ahead.
It says, nor the stranger that is within his gate. Who's the stranger within the gates of the white man? Genesis the 15th chapter, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th verses tell us of a people that would be in bondage in a strange land among a strange people for 400 years. And you know that that's got to be talking about us. There's something strange about America. In fact, everything is strange about America, and there's something about the white man. In fact, everything is strange about the white man. He calls himself the odd fellow. He even has odd. It's called the odd fellow's heart. How you gonna argue with a man who calls himself the odd fellow? He knows himself. He says he's the odd fellow. Here we are looking at this condition as the Bible bears witness to our condition. It gives us the problems that we are facing, and then it gives us the solution to those problems right here in the Bible. But can we allow us with the leader? Or do we need someone that God has raised in our midst in the final days of the white man's work? We're living at the end of the white man's work. Oh, I don't mean Manhattan Island is going to blow up. I don't mean that America's going to explode, but the end of the white man's work. You got all kinds of work. You got the
reason to blow up the planet Earth. He set the planet Earth on a course, and it still bows and bends and yields and submits to the divine will and dictate of Almighty God. He set it on a course, and it moves at 1,037 1/3 miles per hour. It doesn't pick up a second. God doesn't lose a second. It goes and moves according to the laws under which he created it, and it bows his will. Nothing is as rebellious as the white man. Everything that God says thou shalt not do, the white man says, gee, buddy, it's all right. Come on, try it. Gee whiz, you guys are too rigid. You only live once, man. Come on. You know the tough talk like that. I'm talking about Bob. I'm talking about Bill. I'm talking about Larry. You know the guys I'm talking about. So since you acting like you don't know them, well, that's why we don't allow no white folks in here. Because if we had white folks in here, you'd be cooking all behind you and wondering what Bill and Larry and Susie and Cindy might be there. So this is a family. We don't allow white folks. We don't have no Chinese. We don't have no Japanese. We don't have no Vietnamese. We don't have no Koreans. We don't have no Brits. We don't have no English. We don't have no Dutch. No Greek. No Greek. We don't have none of them in here. Nobody but the black man and the black woman. They come from the people of God. This is your meeting hall. This is your liberty hall. This is your freedom hall. This is your independence hall. This is your constitutional convention. You're going to get free at all, it's going to be here. If you're going to get free at all, it's going to be under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Not the white man, but Farrakhan. Who's the man? Who? What's his name? Say it again. One more time. Is that him? Oh, Farrakhan is his name. That's the man. Okay? Why do I remind you that Farrakhan is a man? Why do I have you to say to yourself, Farrakhan is a man? Because this white man is so slick and so quick, but then he can steal your language right off the tip of your tongue that you don't even know it's gone. He can steal a thought right out of the middle of your head and you don't even know it's gone. You not only don't know it's gone, hell, you don't even know you had it. So let's be keep Farrakhan on your mind. Keep Elijah on your mind. Get the God of Elijah and Farrakhan who came to destroy Michigan in the person of a man named Pastor Barack Muhammad. Are we going to teach you on that come Sunday soon? So bring all your Sunni Muslim friends out. Bring all your CI books out. Bring all your Akhmatia books out. Bring them all out. Bring the goddamn email. Bring them all. Don't let them bring them all. All right, brother. Praise the Lord. In fact, bring anybody you want to. As long as they look like. If they look like us, they welcome here. We don't care if they speak with a Spanish accent. That's our brother. We don't care if they speak with a French accent. They're our brother. Our sister. We don't care what kind of accent they speak with. Because we know that the white man has scattered our people throughout the ends of the earth. And we say to all of our brothers and sisters that the same dog that sent you. You know, so it makes no difference what language we come in, but these languages belong to him anyway. We're not letting no language divide us. So we are in Babylon, America.
me run and say, look, Daddy, look, Mommy, look what I discovered. Well, for him, it's a discovery. So we put the shoes in the closet, little baby Farrakhan. We put the clothes in the closet. We put the carpet in the closet. We built the room and we built the house, and it's our land that you stand in. I might go to the kitchen and open up the kitchen cabinet and the pot fall out. I said, it's a junky cabinet. But he's going to open up the cabinet and the pot fall out. He said, look, look what I discovered. But little Farrakhan, baby Farrakhan, at 2 years old or year or whatever, he's a baby in the house. He just got it. And he's running all over discovering things. So the white man in 1492, they say Christopher Columbus discovered America in 1492. I know you know that. You're right. Christopher Columbus, come to bed. 1492. That's an actual fact, right? Student enrollment, right? You can say it. The thugs, the boys, they were babies.
That's right.
They were half doing it.
Come on.
Not all the way. I just dropped the half out there for the bean soup and the bean pie scientists. Got to have a little bit of something for everybody.
Yes,
everybody else might have missed that, but they were half doing it.
Right.
They weren't doing it all the way. They're going to the half part another time. So let's deal with the whole picture right now.
Yes,
I think it's discovered nothing. They thought the earth was flat. Isabel, or whatever her name was, she thought the earth was flat. I'm telling you that if this girl had to go to the toilet, if it looked like it was too close to the horizon, she would just hold it. She wouldn't go to the toilet because she thought she was going to fall off the earth on the way to the toilet. Her and Chris were just looking each other to hold it. But doing on themselves right there, we already knew the earth. And he had three ships to meet in a pepper in the top of the reef. The lead ship was named after a black man named Tetris. Tetris was a navigator of the high sea. He was a mathematician and an astronomer. Chris and Isabel would still be the hell over there if we wouldn't have let them out. Told us they were going, they gave us the wrong direction. They wanted to go one place. They'll end up in another place. Didn't give us the right direction. All they had to do was tell us where he wanted to go. He would have took the man where he wanted to go. But they say that they discovered America. Hell, you're going to discover something that somebody else already is. That's a baby talk. That's a baby's talk. That's a childish talk. And the white man is only
that's all.
That's like going out there on 95 and finding a Rolls Royce that had a flat tire on 95, and the people went to go get the tire fixed, and we jump out the keys in there, and we go on the other side, fix the flat so the people can get back and jump in the Rolls Royce and start riding down 95, heading for the turnpike somewhere. And the white folks pull us on. Sirens screaming and lights flashing, and they pull us over and say, get out of the car, buddy. You know how they trip over. Get out of the car, buddy. And we step out of the car and say, wait a minute, officer. We got this all wrong. We discovered this road wrong as we were going down 95. They would put us under the jail. Say, nigga, you crazy. You don't discover no Rolls Royce, nigga. Did you know this Rolls Royce belonged to somebody else? But the white man to come over here and discover America with the Indian and the black man and black woman already here. I know you got some groups that say we don't have no claim to no stakes in America because the Indian was already here. But I guess what they don't know, not only don't they know that, I know Dr. Ivan Van Sertima wrote the book, They Came, they both the numbers, talking about us. But he could change the title of the book and call it, They Came Way Before Columbus. We came here way before Columbus. You know what I'm talking about. Huh? Don't you? I thought you did. He discovered America with all of his people. When he takes something, when he steals something, when he roughs something, when he robs something, when he bum rushes somebody's place and just wipes out whatever they got and run off with it, it's called a discovery. When he has a riot, it's called a Boston riot. Steve Sackerwood have a straight out riot in a harbor, half a damn ship, and they call it a tea party. Can you imagine? Call it a tea party. It makes no sense at all. When they wipe out the Indians on TV, it's a victory. But if the Indians wipe them out, it's a massacre. I mean, this guy is forever playing word games. He's just the devil. Yeah. As I said in the first Sunday I came, I have to say it. I know it makes some of you uneasy, but I have to say it just every now and then. I have to. Because I believe you should remind yourself. But remind yourself to remember, to remember, to remember. Just so you won't forget that the white man that is not a devil, but the white man is Jesus. You wouldn't be here if some devil had brought you here. Harlem wouldn't be run down if some devil had put us in this condition. Bronx, Brooklyn, none of it would be run down. Watson, Los Angeles, Southside, Westside of Chicago. It wouldn't be run down if some devil hadn't put us in this position. I know some of you love them. I just love everybody. I don't care what them old Farquhars and Elijah and Mohammed people say. I just love everybody. Lord have mercy, I just can't hate nobody.
That's what we say.
But you hate your black self. If you didn't hate your black self, you wouldn't wear a scary curtain. You wear it the way God gave it to you. You wear a fucking saying, I'm nothing, and I'm happy. If you didn't hate yourself, you wouldn't wear blonde. Blondes have more fun. And you ain't having no fun. What Spike Lee calls won't be. Girl, you know you a chickaboo. Oh, we love chickaboos. Don't we love these chickaboos? Because this is God's woman. And when we say chickaboo, we mean you got that strong. Like our women got that good ass. Ain't that right? We got good ass too. I got some. I had to spend some minutes this morning. I was just wearing balls. If I let it go out, I got good ass too. You can stand up too. We say we love everybody, but we hate ourselves. Can you imagine a fellow moon walking across the stage and take scissors or something, cut his nose off and try to make his nose pointed like the white man? Have him to break his jaws and try to take the high cheekbones out? Take shots and try to take the color out of his skin? Take some hormone shots and try to take the male out of his makeup? White folks just made them a product. Neither black nor white, neither male nor female. Just for everybody. Whatever's your thing, I got it for you. I got a product for you. You should wear a hat on his head saying, made in America. We need to get the captain and some of the lieutenants. Let's get another 100 people in here. We got some more space. Let's get some men out and comb the streets and put everybody in. They either have to come in or fight. Bring them in. No, don't tell them. Let's tell them to get several men, about 10 to 20 together. Just comb the streets all around. Let's bring another 100 in. Raise the dead by the power. That's our job today. 6,000 years ago, the white man came onto our planet. A new man, a baby on our planet. I believe it was the anthropologist Margaret Mead who did study on this. The anthropologist Dr. L.S.B. Leakey and Dr. Richard Leakey, they let it leak out. And they went out in search of the origin of man, and they didn't spend any time in Europe. They didn't spend much time in Asia. They went into Africa and found the remains of a black person that represented over 1,750,000 years of existence on Earth, and went back and found out that even that black person had a mama and had a dad. Found the remains of another one that represented 2 million years of existence, 3 million years of existence, 4 million years of existence, 5 million years of existence. All they can say about that black man is he was, he is, and he shall be. He's from everlasting to everlasting, and the black woman is from everlasting to everlasting. It can't find your and my birthright. We have no birthright. But the white man just got here a little over 6,000 years ago. And it is written in the scripture, 6 days, as I said earlier, shall thy work, O man. We're nearing our conclusion and do all our work, but on the seventh day you will be put to rest. And 2 Peter 3:8 teaches us, dearly beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. One day with the Lord equals 1,000 years, and 1,000 years equals one day. 6,000 years. The white man was given to rule and dominate the darker people of the earth. But the white man's time is up. And the only thing that stands between the general resurrection and rise of the black man and woman and the destruction of the white man's world is Uncle Mose and Aunt Jemima. Uncle Mose and Aunt Jemima just won't get up. Amos and Andy just won't get up. The little rascals just won't get up. But I say to you today, we must get up.
Yeah.
This is the time and the hour of the resurrection and the judgment of God Almighty. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. And when the harvest is ripe, we have to work fast, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan says. And our people are more ready today than they have ever been before. Any time in history. When the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey came on the scene, when Prophet Noble Drew Ali came on the scene, when Minister Malcolm X was on the scene, under the guidance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad on the scene, the door had to be opened. Our people's eyes had to be opened. But now our people's eyes, or many of them, their eyes are already open. Some of you who haven't joined yet, your eyes are wide open. You're not dead anymore. You're just playing. You're just pretending to be free, but many of you can do this better than some of us up here. It's time that you pick up your bed and walk. But I'm not going to let you remain asleep in your casket. I'm going to continue to knock on your casket and tap dance on your casket. I'm not going to let you sleep in peace, not in New York. You got to get up in New York City, because we're going to blow the trumpet in New York City. And when we blow the trumpet, you won't be able to remain asleep. You might want to pull the cover over your head, but we're going to shake the bed. As the scripture says, the bed is too narrow and the cover is too short. You're not going to be able to hide. See, I went to the rock to hide my face. And even though I was crying out, ain't no hiding. We gotta get on to Elijah. We gotta get on to Farrakhan. Farrakhan is calling. the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, calling you to get up out of the filth and the mire and the mud and the dirty and the hell. Farrakhan is calling you today to get the hell out of hell. You got to get the hell out of hell. One day, get the hell out of hell. But right now, we're talking about this man, not this man here, but this man who's been here for 6,000 years only, and it took approximately 600 years to make it. If you will get, and we have some on hand, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's great and illuminating book, Message to the Black Man in America, beginning on page 103. The Making of the Devil. Then you will learn the special birth control, sex, and genetic engineering process that went into the making of the white man. Now notice I didn't say into the creating of the white man. I didn't say into the creation of the white man, because so teaches Elijah Muhammad and Louis Farrakhan that there's a difference between that which is made and that which is created. That which is created is willed into existence. It has no pattern to follow. The Holy Quran says, "Kun fire, kun." What he say? What he say? One more time. Let me hear it again. Be, and it is, and he willed it into existence. And when we study the ancient Kemetic teaching of the authoritative utterance of Ptah at the beginning of the universe, when he willed and called it into existence, when we go back all the way to the root of it and understand that that which is created is willed and pulled and brought into it by the authoritative utterance of the divine, supreme, creative force and energy and power of the universe.
We gotta pump it up. What are we gonna do?